WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursolo. Topping our report this hour, there are 1,477 new positive COVID test results, says Governor Murphy, with Essex County remaining the biggest concern. Bergen, Hudson, Middlesex, Monmouth, Passaic, and Union counties have each recorded more than 100 additional cases. The state positivity rate is at 6.54%, and a rate of transmission sits at 1.25. There are also 11 new cases stemming from three newly confirmed instances of in-school transmissions. Governor Murphy has signed an executive order that requires employers to follow certain protocols starting November 5th to keep their workers safe as COVID cases continue to spike. Workers must keep 6 feet away from each other. They must wear masks. Employers must conduct daily temperature screenings and provide workers with breaks throughout the day to wash their hands, and also provide employees with sanitizing materials at the company's expense. If the MVC lets you make an appointment online to go to an agency and take care of your motor vehicle business, would you use it? State Senator Tony Bucco is sponsoring a bill to require the MVC to change over to an appointment-only system because he says people are just fed up with standing in line for hours.
Let them set up an appointment and then let them go for that appointment and have the services that they need taken care of.
His measure would also require the MVC to extend someone's expired driver's license or registration until the day they're able to get an appointment. The head of the Wisconsin Republican Party says hackers stole $2.3 million from the party's account that was being used to help re-elect President Trump in the key battleground state. Party Chairman Andrew Hitt says the party noticed the suspicious activity October 22nd and contacted the FBI. Hurricane Zeta's impacts are being felt somewhat in New Jersey this week, with the storm serving as a reminder that activity in the Atlantic can impact New Jersey well into November. All you need to do is look back at the calendar and realize Superstorm Sandy made landfall here 8 years ago today. State climatologist Dave Robinson at Rutgers says with everything else going on, New Jersey's weather has been benign this year.
We've had our rains. We've certainly had our heat, but we haven't had a big drought. We haven't had a big hurricane. We didn't have snow last winter.
Are we vulnerable to another Sandy? Difficult to say, says Robinson, and perhaps we won't really know unless and until it happens. It's the most important election of our time. New Jersey 101.5 is here to cover every angle of our election story, all with you in mind. Our entire news and digital team will be on Jersey streets, on the web, and on the air to keep you informed. This election season, count on New Jersey 101.5 on the air, on our app, and on NJ1015.com. Join us for our live coverage starting 7 p.m. November 3rd. After today's washout, what's next? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute. Jersey 101.5 News Time 204. Now New Jersey 101.5 fast traffic.
Heads up on 78. We still have a jackknife tractor-trailer accident on the eastbound side out by Hampton near exit 12. They got the left lane blocked. Also on 24 going east over by Summit Avenue Short Hills. It's a crash. Couple of problems on 80. It's a westbound crash near exit 19 in Alamoche. Another one east on 80 in Parsippany near exit 42. 208 completely blocked off north in Hawthorne up around Goffle Road with a flipped over car. We have a crash on 287 south in Parsippany just before exit 40, and a couple of turnpike problems. Truck lanes north of exit 9. Crash in the right lane. Eastern Spur South before exit 17. It's a crash in the left lane. Garden State Parkway North at 131B. The off-ramp for Metro Park still blocked with a crash. And Route 130 remains closed north in the aftermath of a truck fire in East Windsor. 295 South right lane closed between Route 42 and Route 47. Not bad across the Delaware. Hudson River Crossings road work on the lower level George Washner Bridge. And we're back on or close to schedule on NJ Transit trains in and out of Penn Station. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 218. From the All-American Auto Group Traffic Desk. Shop today at allamericanautogroup.com. I'm Tom Rivers on New Jersey 101.5.
On Wall Street, the Dow is now up 306 points. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 205.
New Jersey 101.5 is your news, traffic, and weather first responders. Count on us for up-to-the-minute information from our award-winning news team.
I'm Eric Scott, topping our report this hour.
Count on us to get you around with fast traffic.
Bob Williams, New Jersey Traffic North.
Jill Byron, New Jersey Traffic South.
Count on us to keep you and your family safe with instant weather.
I'm meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
New Jersey 101.5, your first responders for news, traffic, and weather.
News time is 2:08 now. New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
It looks like we'll get a lull in the driving rain this evening, but we're now approaching the period of strongest wind here in New Jersey as the center of Zeta's remnant low passes just to our south. 40-mile-an-hour gusts will blow around your garbage can and Halloween decorations this evening. It'll still be damp tonight, and then one more push of steady rain expected tomorrow morning between about 4 a.m. and noon. Coastal flooding also a potential issue on the backside of this storm, with minor to localized moderate flooding during tomorrow's high tide cycle, especially in the morning. Temperatures tomorrow chilly, stuck in the 40s all day, and by Saturday morning we face a widespread frost or freeze away from the immediate coast. Temperatures fall into the 30s, but we'll do better for your Halloween afternoon. High temperatures near 50 with mostly sunny skies. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Right now, Flemington, 48 degrees, Mullica Hill, 60, Rahway, 50. Download our free app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey, 101.5.
New Jersey.